Chapter 3. The Hunt. It was a few days later. Adrian sat in the driver's seat and Rosie pulled the cart. People looked at them shocked. "An elephant? Here?" they said. Adrian enjoyed their reaction. He wanted to buy food for Rosie, so they drove to the market. But this wasn't a good idea. Rosie saw the delicious fruit and lifted her trunk high in the air. She trumpeted happily and ran into the market. She pulled the cart with her, and Adrian fell from it. He watched Rosie in horror. She started to eat all the fruit and vegetables. Sadly, Adrian paid all the bills and the market closed for the day. There were no more fruit or vegetables to sell. Adrian returned to the cart and drove it to the main road. But soon Adrian discovered another problem. Humans like elephants, but horses do not. In fact, elephants terrify horses. The main road of the town was full of horses and carriages. Then Rosie arrived. The horses saw her and they were frightened. They lifted their front legs in the air and then ran with their carriages.
"Oh no!"
Adrian exclaimed.
"No markets and no horses. I can't ride through towns with Rosie. We must go a different way through the countryside."
Adrian abandoned the town and soon he was in the countryside.
"This is better," he said. "There's blue sky, green fields and a lovely river and no horses or carriages."
Adrian was tired and wanted to sleep. He untied Rosie from the cart and then he had a rest. Soon he was asleep. A loud trumpeting sound woke him. Rosie was in the river. She loved playing in water. Adrian went and joined her. It was fun to play in the water. Suddenly, Adrian saw a fox and then heard the sound of horses and dogs. A hunt! Rosie heard the sounds too.
"Oh, good," she thought. "A travelling circus! I love the circus!"
She ran from the river to join the fun. The horses were terrified. They lifted their front legs in the air and the riders fell to the ground. Soon, the area was in complete chaos. Rosie saw the master of the hunt. He was very fat and wore a big black hat. Rosie thought it was her old friend, the manager of the circus. She ran to him happily and lifted him with her trunk. This was always her favourite circus trick. She threw him high in the air. Adrian ran to Rosie.
"Stop, Rosie! Stop!"
he cried.
"Put him on the ground immediately!"
Rosie obeyed. She placed the man on the ground, on his head. The master of the hunt was furious.
"I'm calling the police!"
he shouted.
"They'll arrest you!"
Adrian tied Rosie to the cart, dressed quickly, and escaped the crazy scene. He was worried.
"How can I hide Rosie from the police?"
he thought.